We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're with Jeff Musial, who's known as Jeff the Animal Guy to all of you out in Buffalo and Western New York. And, you know, Jeff, this has obviously been probably the worst year that most people have had ever, given that the coronavirus pandemic has impacted so many people economically. And when they go out to a lot of events in the past, let's say they go to the museum, let's say they go out to the fair, usually they're used to seeing your face around and you've got all your animals with you. But that's obviously not the case this year. I guess, can you tell me, how would you characterize the situation that you're in right now and how frustrated you are?
Well, first off, this was setting up to be the best year in 22 years of business. This was set up to be the best. I was doing shows on the Jersey Shore. I was going to Minnesota. I was doing New York City. And all of a sudden, when the corona hit, the COVID-19 here, it was like someone pulled a rug out from underneath me and we lost everything. And as I mean everything, I mean everything. People are afraid to have birthday parties for their kids. The fair canceled, which is a huge thing that gets us through our winter months into spring. You know, it helps care feed the animals. All the museums, all the schools, the end of the year fun days for the kids at the schools, you know, they have me come. I've been going to some of these schools for over 20 years, you know, a staple in their fun days, bringing different animals and Maple West and Como Park and all these schools for years, all canceled, you know, and now we're getting into like the wildlife festival that I've been doing for almost 20 years in Lewiston, that's canceled. And what happens is all the money we generate, I should be non-for-profit, really. But it all goes back to my animals. Like the money we make from the fair and things, we put up new fencing, new camel stalls, new camel barn. You know, and right now we're actually tapping into whatever savings we have left to just keep it going. And, you know, people tell me, oh, you can sell the animals. That's like me looking at someone saying, would you sell your kid? You know, it's COVID. I can't get groceries. I got three kids. Let's sell the young one. You know, like, you can't, you know, they're our family. This isn't a job. This is a lifestyle. And these animals all have names. They all have birth dates. They're all part of my family, you know?
So how many events do you typically have per year? You went through a bunch of the different things that you do and you were set up to have the best year ever. How many events were you supposed to have this year? And actually, how many events did you actually do this year, if any?
We started in January. We started off with First Night for Independent Health, who's a big, big help with me. They've helped me out with a lot of things. And First Night was huge success. You know, it's always a blast. I've been doing that for year after year with Independent Health. And I love those guys. They're great. And then I do their kids run and I MC their kids run. Well, then they pushed that off to August. Then they canceled it. You know, we do the fair, which runs for 11 days, the wildlife festival, all the schools pretty much in the tri-state area. You know, the whole month of May and June, I'm doing, you know, running around 2-3 shows a day. A lot. I don't want to sit and count because I think it'll shoot me into a bad rabbit hole of depression because it's all I keep saying is a lot. But yeah, out of state shows and colleges, you know, we used to go and do Notre Dame University every year for their science day in like April. That's canceled. Rutgers, just one after another, all the colleges that we do, they just kept crumbling. And I can't get an exact number. And I don't really know if I want to know an exact number because I really think that'll, you know, destroy me.
You had mentioned that you don't want to sell off any of the animals because they're like family to you. And, I, a lot of people can understand that because, I mean, you know, if I were running into a financial situation, I wouldn't want to sell my pet because I consider them a part of my family. It's just not something that's on the table.
Right.
But that being said, I mean, then there comes some realities that you have to deal with, and that's the cost of taking care of these animals. Before you start talking about the cost, how many animals do you have? And I know you've got monkeys and crocodiles and all that stuff. What are all the types of animals that you have?
We have camels and donkeys and llamas, ringtail lemurs. I have a captive-bred wildlife permit, so we breed different endangered species to supply them for zoos, from lemurs. And you know, we have aardvarks and spider monkeys and Siberian lynx and clouded leopards. And the list goes on and on. And then if you go into another whole other world of reptiles, you know, we have all the pythons and corn snakes and king snakes and rat snakes and sand boas, and it goes on and on and on. And we have a lot. I mean, if you count every snake, every tortoise, every scorpion, I would say under 1,000 animals, you know.
So what's the cost of taking care of all of those, would you estimate, altogether?
I'd say altogether, if you're counting food and paper towels and everything, you know, the cleaners and garbage bags, and you're probably looking at 15 grand a month.
A month.
And bills a month.
Okay. And given that you have no events coming in, I assume that it's tough to try to maintain all the upkeep of these animals and just ensuring that they can have a quality of life with you. I know there's been a lot of people in the community who have come out and support you financially in these tough times for you. What have been some of the ways that they're doing that, whether it's GoFundMe, Cameo? I know you're on that. What do you got?
Well, my thing is, I've always been a hustler, and my parents raised me that nothing's going to come to you. You go get it. You know, that's my dad always taught me. You want something, you go get it. And with me, I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let this fall apart or my animals are going to leave me. It's not happening. So I reached, Cameo reached out to me, and I'm like, okay, next thing you know, I'm doing birthday shout outs to people at $30 a pop, and people are tipping me and stuff on there, which is great. And all that money goes right back to my animals. So I'm calling up and talking to people's mother-in-laws and like just crazy stuff. So I'm like, all right, hustle there. And then, you know, make some money that goes towards that. Then, you know, I can do like Zoom things when I started doing a couple of Zoom corporate Zoom events for people, you know, and they, we are like, okay, you know, we'll charge like $250 for a half hour just to make something. And next thing you know, they're like donating to our GoFundMe, which has been huge. And I cannot tell you, when people say Buffalo's a city of good neighbors, they have no idea. I've been brought to tears. Like, and it's hard for me because I don't look for handouts. I don't want people to hand out stuff. But I was in a situation, I'm forced in a situation where I don't know what the heck I was going to do. And I had people reach out to us, a farmer friend of mine, Nelson, who's given me hay upon hay upon hay, van loads of hay to keep everybody fed. And the GoFundMe from everybody that I've dealt with over the years in Western New York, from Western New York celebrities to Western New York news people to Western New York mom and pop, you know, and stores. And people, like, I had people donate. A little kid, I did his birthday party. He donated his weekly allowance of $5. Like, and that brought me to tears. I'm like, this is just crazy. Like, I'm in Wegmans, and a guy came up the other day and paid for my groceries. And he goes, I know that's not you eating like that, because who eats, you know, 40 bunches of bananas, and, you know, and he goes, are you feeding your house cat with the cat food? I said, no, that's for foxes, you know? And I was going through an area, and I stopped at Wegmans quick just to get whatever I could. And this guy came up and like insisted, he's like, you did my kid's party, you know, 20 years ago. He's like, they're 27 years old now. He's like, this is the least we can do. I saw you at, you know, North Tonawanda Library and the Wildlife Festival year after year for free at these free events. So if we could, you know, give back, like, a lot of people are like, call me like a Western New York staple, which it like touched me too. Like, I was like, that's crazy. I did this just because I loved animals and I wanted to educate people about animals. And just to see the outpour of support from the community, it's just been unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable. My brother started a GoFundMe, and we are going to like take it down because it started months ago, and now people are still donating to it. It's crazy. And then when I talk to the people at GoFundMe, they're like, just leave it up, you know, because who knows how long this is going to go. And if there's anyone out there that could help you out and donate to it, go for it. You know? So I said, all right, you know.
So one of the big things that I noticed that you had said there is that, you know, you're still doing these events, whether they're, you know, kind of these corporate Zoom type calls. I know it's not the same experience for you to be able to, you know, present the animals and do your entire show virtually,
yeah.
But you're still getting these gigs out there. I guess, how can people get in contact with you if they wanted to try to get another event and try to something to, hey, lighten up the mood, because 2020 is not an ideal year.
No, 2020 has been horrible, and I don't think anyone's going to even want to think about 2020 after it passes. But NickelCityReptilesAndExotics.com. It's Jeff the Animal Guy on Instagram, Jeff the Animal Guy on Twitter, Facebook. But most of the stuff right through, you can Google search Nickel City Reptiles and Exotics, and it'll bring you right to our website. You can set up stuff through there. I have my aunt who's helping out, handling a lot of emails and phone calls and stuff, and trying to get stuff with Zoom, because it's not only that, people are losing their jobs. So now we're getting calls constantly to take their turtles, take their lizards, take their snakes. They can't afford to feed them $5 rats a week. So now we're getting all these calls. People just want to keep giving us animals. And, you know, I it's like I'm running out. It's no vacancy at the end. You know, it's starting to get tough to try and do everything. But that's the best way to reach us, NickelCityReptilesAndExotics.com. And then the GoFundMe is like the animal relief thing off of Instagram. There's a link on there.
What does the future look like for you in the short term? Are you going to be good to continue to take care of the animals? Do you still have a steady flow of gigs coming in? What's the short term looking like for you?
It's scary, to say the least. It's scary. I try to be a very positive, very laid back person, but it's starting to get like every day now. I try to take it one day at a time, and every day I wake up and I'm like, all right, come on, it's got to get better, it's got to get better, it's got to get better. And I'm like, when this started, I'm like, all right, we got money from GoFundMe, that'll at least get us through a couple of months. And then all of a sudden it's like, all right, well, now there's no fall gigs, all right, now there's no winter gigs, oh okay, now people aren't going back to school. Schools are a huge thing. I do schools like welcome back things and science nights and family nights and, you know, things I've been doing for years, and like, you know, special third grade, you know, reptile lessons and all gone, you know? So now I'm just starting to get paranoid. Like, I don't know if I start like garbage picking and scrap metal, returning bottles and cans. I don't know what to do anymore. I'm trying to, like I said, I've always hustled, and I'm always trying to think of new things and new ideas for stuff. But like I said, we're trying to do the Zoom things. We're trying to do the cameos. We're trying to do the GoFundMes. We're trying to, you know, I'm going to come out with a T-shirt line, I think, pretty soon. That's going to be, if it doesn't get better, I'm going to go over the falls in a barrel. And I'm going to call it Maid of the Museal and take donations for T-shirts. You know, I don't know. I'm always trying to think of something and, you know, go from there.
So that's in the short term. I mean, long term, do you have an idea in your mind of, okay, I can go X amount of months doing this amount, but if I don't have anything by, say, March, you know, I know it's not an option for you right now, but to get rid of the animals, is that something that you'd have to consider in something like March or April? Have you thought that far ahead yet?
Yeah, I don't want to, but that's what I start to think. Like, if it starts to go that far, what am I going to do? You know, like right now, my animals have optimum care, optimum food. I'm doing everything above and beyond. Nothing has changed for them. But if it goes on into March and April, into next summer even, I don't even want to think about that. But God forbid it does, I don't even know if I'll be in business. I really don't. You know, I don't know what I'd have to do. I don't know. I'd have to surrender my animals to, you know, different zoos and think. I don't know. I don't want to think about it, because that's like saying, you know, like I said, they're family to me. So that's like saying, okay, like if this keeps going, we're gonna have to sell off one of your brothers and sisters. Like what? Like, I can't even fathom it. You know, it's like, this has been a dream of mine since I was a kid. I turned this into a business. I ended up going and doing nationwide TV shows, you know, Steve Harvey and The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. I was guest appearance on Eastbound and Down and iCarly. All this stuff I started from my parents' basement, I turned into this business. And now just to see that disappear is overwhelming, and it almost drives me to tears. So I just keep thinking like what I will do and what I can do. You know, if I got to work a job loading trucks at UPS to keep my animals fed at night and then clean 12 hours a day to keep them, I will. I just, to me, giving up is not an option. I will do something, you know, to keep going. That's just the way I was raised. And, you know, I will do something. I mean, I'll work 20 hours a day if I have to and sleep 4 hours and keep going until my body gives up. I don't know. It's a tough one.
We covered a lot of ground here in our conversation here, but, you know, as we wrap things up here, is there anything that you'd like our listeners to know about your situation, ways that they can help? Maybe if there's been any positives, you mentioned a lot of the community support. Is there any final takeaways you'd like our listeners to know about?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I just want to say a thank you to everybody in Western New York that's helped out in one way or another with, you know, I had a girl drop off 30 12 packs of paper towels on my parents' porch that knew where I grew up as a kid. You know, shout out to her, shout out to everybody, you know, the Kelly Foundation and just Camp Good Days, Independent Health, all the people that have helped me and continue to help me. I can't thank them enough. You know, in Western New York, the people, the mom and pops, everybody, you know, it's just the outpour of support has been awesome. And, you know, as it keeps going, if there's anything people can do, you know, we still have the GoFundMe up, you know, off my Instagram and Facebook posts and things. And you can reach out to us, you know, at NickelCityReptilesAndExotics.com if there's anything you can do or feel like you want to help. I know it's a tough time for everybody right now, and it keeps getting worse and worse. But like I tell a lot of people, like, you might have your family and stuff, but the problem here is I have my family and my extended family, which goes in the hundreds of hundreds. And anything they could do, anyone could do to help us get through the winter and the fall and you know, keep going, Western New York's Animal Guy, I'd appreciate it more than ever.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.